So, the notes from the nurse tell me your vitals all look good and you seem to be in great health. But she said you have a concern about sexual performance. And what is that concern? Oh. Well, that is disturbing. Let's start by walking through a series of questions, okay? Are you currently sexually active? Not at the moment. No, I don't need an explanation, sir. I'm sure it's just a temporary dry spell or a self-selected break. I don't need to know the details. Let's just go ahead and skip these questions. How often do you think sexual thoughts or feel sexual urges? Oh, okay. How often do you feel the urge to masturbate? Okay. And how often do you indulge that urge? Really? To completion? Well, how long does each masturbation episode take? And what sort of masturbatory aids do you use, would you say? Such as pornography, lubricants, other substances or devices you might use to enhance your masturbation? Yes. Video, photographs, yes. Yeah, please be specific. Excuse me? I'm not sure if I know what that is. It sounds, vaguely Japanese, but... Oh, I see. Quite interesting. Is there anything else you use on a regular basis as a masturbatory aid? Recordings? Of women's voices? I see, this is quite fascinating. You have a range of sexual interests and outlets for your masturbatory habits. The amount of physical or psychological stimulation required to lead to such vasodilation and increased blood flow, it's almost mind-boggling. That said, persistent penile tumescence is not uncommon in a man your age. It's still probably not a bad idea to run a test or two. No blood will need to be drawn. No, this will be more of an observational test. So, if you'll just slide off your shoes and drop your pants. Excellent. And you can have a seat right on the exam table. You can keep your shirt on if you like, as you please. However you normally proceed during masturbation. Let me take a brief look at your genitalia. Nothing out of the ordinary. Excellent. Now, go ahead and begin manual manipulation of your penis. That would be great. Yes. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. You should masturbate while I watch. Well, your turgid member seems to indicate that either my gaze or the idea of masturbating in front of me, or perhaps the mere fact of your nudity, given how frequent your sexual urges are, but something about this situation is quite sexually arousing for you. Let me just get this latex glove on and do a very quick once-over. Well, your parts seem to be in adequate condition. Go ahead, then. Begin to stroke and manipulate your penis. I do have some medical-grade lubricant available. If you'll just lean back for a moment, I believe it's in a drawer here below the stirrups. Typically, it's used for gynecological exams, of course, but it will certainly work for this purpose. Here it is. Oh, dear, I'm sorry. My hair seems to have fallen across your lap while I was reaching between your legs for the lubricant. Fascinating. You seem much more aroused now. Is it my scent? My body heat? Perhaps I should stand a little bit closer while you masturbate. Now, continue to stroke. Excellent. Very good. Ah, I can see that your glands are swelling wider. Your testicles, too, seem to be growing as you continue to masturbate. These are all normal reactions, no need to worry. Uh-huh, and pre-ejaculate fluid, yes, yes. This is all quite normal. I see nothing harmful or out of the ordinary. Stop for just a moment. Yes. I can see your pelvic muscles contracting. You are certainly quite aroused. It would be interesting to start and stop this process a number of times, perhaps, and explore the effects of vasocongestion and... I believe the slang term for that is blue balls, but I digress. Continue stroking. You can increase your pace and vary your pressure. Yes, just like that. Excellent. Good job. You do seem rather practiced at this. I imagine the muscles of your pelvic floor... Yes, yes, go faster now. I imagine those muscles are beginning to contract along with your vas deferens. That's right. You should get ready to ejaculate soon. And even your seminal vesicles are contracting now. All of you, contracting, pulsing. Yes, I can see you're ready to ejaculate. I can only imagine how your prostate gland is pulsing at this moment. If you weren't so close to finishing, I'd be curious to test that particular hypothesis, what with the lubricant and latex glove handy. Perhaps if we need another round of tests. You are quite close, I see. Where? Where should you ejaculate? Ah, well, I forgot to grab some linens. Ejaculate into my gloved hand. Yes, that's right. Just keep stroking until you ejaculate into my palm. Just like that. Fill up my hand with your semen. Very good. Well, it seems to me that your organ is functioning just fine. The semen doesn't appear discolored. Its viscosity seems normal. However, given your level of distress and concern, perhaps we should schedule another visit soon. Personally, I have a few theories, but I think it might be too soon to tell without further testing.